Welcome to the More Life Church podcast. We are always encouraged to know that God is working through this ministry to touch lives. So if you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know and send us an email to amen@morelifechurch.com. Now enjoy today's message.
We have a special treat for you today. Our very own Darren Hayes is going to bring a message that I believe will impact you for a really long time. So would you please join me by putting your hands together and welcome to the platform as he brings the word, Pastor Darren Hayes.
Well, good morning again. We're going to do something a little bit different here today. When I was a kid, we used to have a Bible school, and our teacher used to do what was called an object lesson, so we're going to do a little object lesson here today. But what I want to talk to you about is Pastor Josh has been talking about Nehemiah and about how he built the wall, and so we're going to build something here today. Anybody want to build something with me? I may even give it to somebody if you're excited enough. So, but what I want to share with you today is that in this project, we're going to kind of illustrate building your life on God's word and how important it is to have his word in your life and in your heart. And as you build his word in your life, how it will bring blessing and victory in your life. Now, the project that we're going to do today is kind of a simple project. I wanted to do a little more elaborate one, but yet our time doesn't allow for that. So it's a pretty basic, simple project that we're going to do. But in the process of getting ready to build something, and some of you may not know that I've been a carpenter, finished carpenter for years and years. I like to build furniture. I like the finished part of the detail part of a project. And so whenever I get ready to build a piece of furniture, I've built a lot of pieces for my wife. And so the first thing that we have to do is we have to come up with a plan. What do we want to build? And so my wife does not lack at coming up with plans. It seems like she always can find another plan or something for me to build. And usually I right around Christmas time, I'll take on one of those projects and build something for her. And so the first thing I do is I come up with a plan. And then I'm asking myself, oh, okay, here's the plan. How am I going to take this plan and put it together? How do I want to make this thing? How do I want to build and construct this? There's many different ways that you can put together a piece of furniture. There's the old school way, which is more detailed and time consuming, but yet you still see that furniture alive today. Amen. Unlike some of this furniture that you guys like today that's made out of pallets that we won't see in 10 years. You heard me. I have to throw that out there because it's kind of like this. You know, Pastor Josh is at NASCAR, so you have some people that like Fords. You have some people that like Chevys. You know, and so I'm kind of the one that likes, you know, a little bit nicer, finer piece of furniture than just your typical old piece of crap. Pallet furniture. Come on now. It's true. I'll take you on I'll bet you any day I can put together a piece of furniture that's way, way, way more stronger than you can build out of your pallets. But anyway, that's not where we're going. You can have your pallet furniture and I'll have my nice furniture. Amen. But anyway, so there's different ways to build stuff. There's different materials that you can use. So we have to have a plan. We have to figure out how we're going to construct it, how we're going to put it together. And there's that process in building that we have to go through. Now, one thing you have to realize is that a lot of times when we're putting together a piece of furniture, or even on a project, you always got to be thinking ahead of what comes next. What is the next step that I have to take? And so it's not an easy project to take a bunch of wood and just cut it up and put it together. It takes time. And so what I want to encourage you with today is that it's the same way with the Word of God. It takes time to develop His Word into your heart. If anybody in here wants to have more peace and more joy and more victory and more freedom in your life, in this world today, it will only come as a result of what you give yourself to, and that's His Word. There are so many people that are looking for a way of escape. There's so many people looking for an easy out, an easy fix. But guess what? There's no easy fixes in the kingdom of God. And God's word in our life and in our heart will cause us to overcome and rise up over the pressures of life that we see today. And the reason why so many people are addicted to drugs is because they're looking for a way out. But I want to encourage you today, God's looking for a way in, into your life. And it starts by giving yourself to his word. So let's read a scripture and then we'll start building here. And I've never done this. This is the first time I've ever actually built something in front of a group of people. So it's kind of interesting how it went last service. And I thought, wow, that went a lot easier than it did at home. Praise God. So anyway, let me read a scripture here, and they'll have it up here on the screen. In Proverbs chapter 4, and this is one of my favorite portions of scripture that is in God's word. And it says this: "Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do." Pretty good, isn't it? I think we could probably just read that one scripture there and see that when we attend to God's word, he's there to take care of us and to help us. When we put God's word into action in our life, it will bring life and health into our life. And the reason why so many people are on drugs and are busted and disgusted and broke and sick is because that they haven't attended to God's word and they haven't received the peace of God's word. Okay? So you want to start building? Anybody want to know what I'm going to build? I'm not telling you. You'll have to wait. Some of you can probably guess this. And if you do guess it, don't say anything to some of these other people that don't have an idea of what we're going to build. So in the building process, it's step by step, piece by piece. And that's the same way it is with the word of God in your life, is that it's a process. It's step by step and piece by piece. And when you take God's word and you put it in your heart, then it will bring the result that you desire, okay? Now, I don't know about you, but I like to see great things happen when I do something. I never do a project thinking, I'm going to do this project, and I'm going to put it together real, real fast and just slam it together, and, you know, we'll just let it fly. No, I have a little more desire to do things with integrity and do it right. And so anything that's worth doing right will take some time, okay? And if you do it right the first time, this is one of my pet peeves on construction. If you don't do it right the first time, guess what? You're going to go back and redo it. And I don't know about you, but I don't like redoing stuff. I like to do it right the first time because when you're in business on your own, time is money. And so you have to get after it. Whew, that was good. But anyway, so this process that we're doing right here is that we have sides that we're putting together on this project, and it's one side at a time. Now, this process didn't start when I just showed up here today. This process started a few days ago when I started putting it together. And it didn't happen. It took me all day to make six of these things that we're going to show you today. And so that's the way it is with the word of God, is that it's step by step, day by day. It's taking one piece of time and putting God's word into your life and building his word in your life as a sure foundation. Amen? Amen. How many of you are ready to build around here? Oh, no one. Glory to God. Well, we won't build it then. No, we're getting ready to build a nice facility, okay? And so the part of this facility is we're going to start out with some stuff that doesn't really, really look that great, but it's really, really, really important. When we go out here, we're going to tear into the front part of this building, and we're going to begin to put a foundation in. And so that's what you do when you take God's word and you begin to apply it to your life, is you begin to lay a foundation. You lay a foundation for your life to set upon. Just like this building that we're going to build out here, this building will be built on a foundation. And hopefully, not hopefully, it will stand the test of time. Okay? So, I want to share with you some certain areas of the Word of God. And let me encourage you today that I want to encourage you to take notes and write these things down. Because I'm not up here just to say them because I want to say them. I'm up here saying them because I want you to take these scriptures and apply them to your life. Okay? It doesn't do any good for you to come here and just listen to someone speak without actually taking what has been taught and applying it to your life.
Right. Amen.
Okay? You have to do something with what we give you. So I'm going to give you some scriptures concerning different areas. And why I picked these out, I don't know. But as I was praying, these certain topics begin to jump out at me. And so let's start with the first one. And the first thing you build your life on is the guidance of God. In Psalms 27, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid?" Proverbs 4:18, it says, "The path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more into the perfect day." What's that mean? That simply means that the path of the just, that those who have received the Lord, can be a lighted path so that you can see where to go in your life. Amen? I don't know about you, but it's a whole lot nicer coming into this area of the building when lights are on than when lights aren't on. And really, if you see that door right there, that door that goes down into the basement of this thing, and if you go down into the basement, you cannot see anything whatsoever. And it's a whole lot nicer to have a light to light your path, to show you where to go. And that's what the Word of God does. Let's look at another one. Romans 8:14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So God can lead you by his Spirit, and he can show you what to do. He can show you how to do it. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So God's always with you. He's with you if you look to him. And so he wants to bring guidance to your life. He wants to bring direction to your life. He wants your life to go on this straight path. But you'll never get into that place in your life until you give yourself to him and his word. Amen? God's word is the most important thing that you can have in your life today. It's the only thing that will bring peace and freedom into your heart and into your life. Challenging times will come. Hard times will come to everybody. But God is faithful. And when you know him through his word, he will elevate you to this place where you'll overcome. Amen? Pretty simple. But yet we make it so difficult. Well, you know, I'm just too busy to read my Bible. Really? How many hours of TV did you watch yesterday? Oh, my. I'm serious. We can always make time. I can sit down and read 10 chapters in a half an hour. And really, you know what? I'm not that great of a reader. I don't like, you know, when I was in school, English was definitely not my main subject. Jim was. And so you have to begin to discipline yourself and begin to jump in there. But what I'm trying to do today is I'm trying to give you some things that begin to take steps in your life, to begin to make an action step in your life. This is what I can do. I can look at this scripture and say, hey, the Lord is with me. The Lord is my light. He will guide me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he's going to show me what to do. And so he's going to guide you in your life if you give yourself to him. What you give yourself to is what you'll become. If you don't give yourself to him, then he's not going to become something in your life. And to be honest with you guys, there's nothing in this world that's as great as him. Yeah, but I can't see him. Well, you don't need to see him. Well, I can't hear from him. I don't know what he's saying. Well, we're giving you plenty of scriptures, right? We'll give you plenty of scriptures that will tell you and speak to you about what he is saying to your life today. Amen? So back to our project. Should we keep going?
Yes.
Okay. So back to our project. So here I am. I'm building this project and step by step, piece by piece, and I'm trying to make sure everything's aligned up so that I don't mess up like I did in first service. Because I got talking and then I lost track of what I was doing. And so anything that's worth doing is worth doing right. And that's the way it is with the Word of God. The Word of God is worth doing right. Amen?
Amen.
And so I'm taking the time to try to put this thing together right. And because somebody's going to get this when I'm done. Who was that? You know what it is? Oh my gosh, can you believe that? Ah, no, I'll take it. Oh, somebody go get the pallets. You would probably like them, wouldn't you? Yeah, that's what I thought. But anyway, so we're making this project, and so I just slapped on another piece of the project here. And so let's look at another part of God's word. And the part that I want you to see is God's will for you to be healed. I have some scriptures right here that state in God's word, there's 101 of them that says it's God's will for you to be healed. 101. Do you need any more convincing that it's God's will? See, God's plan for us wasn't that he created Adam and Eve and then on the eighth day, he said, well, let's throw out sickness out there just to, you know, just to teach them a lesson. Anybody ever heard that? Well, you're just going through sickness because God wants to teach you something. Bull.
Right. Come on. Not true.
He's not trying to teach you anything. He can't teach you anything about sickness and disease because sickness and disease doesn't even have a part to play in his being.
Right.
There's no sickness and disease about him. He's about giving you life and life more abundantly. That's what he's about. So let's look at a few scriptures that you can build your life on. Anybody in here been sick?
Yeah.
Anybody in here been free?
Yeah.
Oh, two of you. Okay, so we got a lot that aren't free. So let's get you free, okay? So let's look at some scripture here in Matthew 8:17. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through Isaiah, who said, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. Question, who took them? Jesus took them. So why are you taking them? Okay, we'll get into this in just a second. Let's go on here. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live into righteousness, by whose stripes you might be healed. By whose stripes you might be healed. By whose stripes you might be healed.
We're healed.
Woo, yeah. So were, is that past tense, present tense, future tense? It's past tense. So that means that because of the price that Christ paid when he received the beatings on his back, he took your sickness so that you could be healed. Oh, I guess you guys like to be sick then. You guys really like to hug the toilet and barf your guts out all night long? Because Jesus didn't take that for you. He's saying, well, yeah, sleep in bed all night, baby. Because this is what I've given you, health and life more abundantly. He didn't give you sickness. He doesn't want you to do that all night. He doesn't want you to be stricken with any kind of disease. And guess what? No matter what kind of disease it is, it's not too big for him.
Yeah, amen.
All right? It's not too big for him. You know, sometimes when people, you know, they're diagnosed with cancer, and we think, oh my gosh, you have cancer. Well, you're a goner. That's not true. Because God created this world and everything in this world, and he is way, 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 way more powerful than cancer. Amen. You think the lights are going to dim in heaven when you hear the diagnosis that you have cancer and that he's not going to have enough power to take care of that? He's got more than enough power and more than enough love to set you free and to help you overcome any form of sickness and disease that tries to come against your body. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get somebody that's enthusiastic about that? Because I don't know about you, but do you like spending money on the doctor? And I don't have anything against doctors. They're trying to do the same thing, get you healed. And if you're going to the doctor to get healed, why don't you just go to Dr. Jesus and let him heal you, and then you don't have to pay anything?
Amen?
Amen? Okay, so we're just bringing revelation. We're building in your life this morning the word of God. And so let's look at another scripture, Proverbs 107. It says, "For he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. Does that sound like freedom? Does that sound like overcoming from sickness and disease? It does, doesn't it? Let's look at another scripture, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. It says, "Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. But he was wounded and crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was whipped and we were healed." Question, is it God's will for you to be healed?
Yes.
Does he want you well?
Yes.
Okay, he does. So let me say this. If you have problems in your body right now, if you have sickness and disease in your body right now, if you're having a hard time overcoming in your life concerning area sickness, then on Wednesday nights, we have a class, or we have a small group that's been formed to minister to people concerning healing in their bodies. And we are more than glad to see you come to help you overcome, because God's in the business today to set people free. Anybody want to hear a good testimony?
Yes.
Really? All two of you. Anybody want to hear a good testimony of something that happened in this place?
Yeah.
So we have this young lady, and she has this baby. And this baby has a condition in her hip. And I think her hip wasn't growing together right. It was actually out of socket. And so she asked for prayer. And so Israel Fink right here is one of our leaders. And Carrie Morris is in the back in the sound booth, is one of our leaders in our healing group. And Israel and I prayed for this individual, prayed for this little baby. And this baby was getting ready to go to the doctor the very next day to see what they might be able to do to help her. Now, maybe we'll just stop there and build some more. So anyway, so we prayed for her, prayed for this child. She went to the doctor the very next day. Now, listen, this is a miracle, because this child, her hip was not in place. It was like out of socket. This is like a one-year-old baby. And she went to the doctor the next day, and the doctor began to look at her and examine her, and they couldn't find anything wrong. And I've seen pictures of this baby on Facebook, and she's walking now. So don't tell me God won't do something for you. I watched some meetings this week, and there were multiple peoples that were healed and delivered of sickness and disease, conditions in their body. God's in the business, and it's God's will for you to be healed. He's in the business to set you free. He's in the business to heal your body and to bring you victory. So he doesn't want you to be sick. He wants you to be whole. And God's healing people today, and miraculous healings are taking place today. So remember this, that nothing is difficult, too difficult for him. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And in the midst of your trial and your test, and in the midst of maybe being diagnosed with a certain thing that's not good, you're always going to ask yourself the question, or you're going to get in fear about, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to overcome this? Well, I guess I better just live my life out the best that I can because I only have 4 weeks left to live. No, you don't. It's all in what you see. And the reason why I'm encouraging you to build your life in the Word of God is because when you're built up in the Word of God, it doesn't matter what you see, the Word will begin to rise up on the inside of you, and the Word's what will give you the victory. Amen? God does not make people sick, and He does not use sickness to teach you a lesson. Never. Why would He do that? Does your parents do that, or do you do that to your kids? Get your kid up in the morning and take him out and drag him through the mall on the floor and try to make him sick? Do you do that to your child? No. You want to take care of your child. You want to protect your child. You want to do everything that you can so that that child would be whole and free, right? Well, that's the same way it is with God. He wants to make sure that you're whole and free continually. Unfortunately, we live in this fallen world and we've been attacked by sickness and disease, but it's not God's will that you have that in your life. Never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever is it His will for you to be sick. Amen? And if you're not convinced of that, then I want you to come to our meetings and get convinced that it's the will of God for you to be healed. Amen. Now, there was an individual that I know, and this is the second time this has happened to me. So you ready for this? I know an individual that was born again, and when he got born again, he said to God, and which is really, really weird, God, I don't need you in my life. I can do it by myself. So what is that? That's pride. And pride will cause you to stumble, and pride will cause you to fall. And when you allow pride in your life, it will bring defeat and destruction in your life. And this individual today is dealing with a major, major issue in his life. And he's allowed pride to come in because he said he didn't need God. Pretty sad, isn't it? Now, I could have just got into pride here while I'm teaching you because I put this piece on backwards. What do you think about that? How many of you would have done that in front of how many ever people that are watching this? You know why I can do that? Because I've got to the point in my life where I like this little phrase, I just can't tell you how much I do not care. Amen. Some of you youngsters around here have called me old, but yet you care more about what people think than what I just did right there. So what do you think about that? And that's the way we have to get in our life, is that we have to get to the place in our life where it just doesn't matter what someone else thinks. The only thing that matters is, what does God think? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. What does God think about my life, and what does He want for my life, and what has He done for my life, and what has He given me in my life? That's the only thing that matters. Not every statue that's being torn down in this country. Who cares? Who really cares? Because guess what? All that's going to pass away anyway someday. I like what Charles Barkley made a comment in reference to some of this stuff, which I probably shouldn't be saying some of this, but he's like, I've never allowed that to affect my life. I live my life for me. I don't allow those things, those symbols in this stuff to affect my life. And that's the same way it can be for whoever it is and whatever race you are. You don't allow the world to affect your life. You affect the world. Yeah. And you make a difference in the world by what you give yourself to. I don't know about you, but I'm different than the world. I've been set apart for such a time as this to be an example to the world, to be a light to people, to show them something different. And that's why we have to give ourselves to the Word of God, is that when we have the Word of God in our life, then the love of God will come forth out of our life and it will change people. Because guess what? Your life is not just about you. Our life is about helping someone else and making a difference in someone else's life. Amen? So let's look at another section here. And I'm going to keep building here because I don't know what time it is. But anyway, let's look at another section that you need to build your life in. It's in the area of prayer. And I know a lot of times when we say prayer, we think, oh man, I don't like to pray. Prayer is boring. Well, it's because you're not doing it right. Amen? Because if you do it right, then it won't be boring. If you do it right according to God's word, you'll get results. Anybody like good results? Yes. So let's look at a scripture here. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about what happens to you. So question, are you supposed to carry all your concerns and cares? So how do we take care of those cares and concerns that we have in our life that seem to be so big? What do we have to do? Call on Jesus. So let's look at Philippians 4. Philippians 4 says this, and I like this. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all he has done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So how do we take that prayer right there and apply it to our life? How do we do that? It says, don't worry about anything. Who in here cannot worry about anything? Anybody? Whew. So he's commissioning us right there not to worry about anything. So let's go on here. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Have any of you in here told God lately what you need? How simple is that? How hard is it? Because a lot of times, especially some of you ladies, you tell people what you need. It's not hard for you to tell people what you need, and they're not the ones that can meet that need. But God's the one that can meet that need, amen? And so it's really, really simple. Pray about everything and tell God what you need. Tell him, Lord, I need a new car. I'm broke and I don't have any wheels to get to a job. So I need a new car. Can you help me and provide a new car for me? You think he would do that? Not necessarily? Really? Are you sure? Really? You think so? You don't think God is big enough, the God of the universe, the God who created this world and everything in this world, you don't think he's big enough that he can move on somebody to bring you a car? Okay, let me share this then. I had a young man in my youth group down in Lancaster. And this is really, really crazy, guys. But he wanted a convertible Camaro, red. I said, well, believe God for it, man. Ask the Lord for it. He's like, well, how do I do that? I said, well, just pray and ask God to bring it into your life if that's what you desire. Because the Bible talks about what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So he prayed. He said, God, I want a red convertible Camaro. And so his grandma started dating this guy. And in this guy's garage was a red convertible Camaro, and he gave it to that young man. Now, I'm not trying to challenge you. I'm just trying to show you that God's just not a healer. He's also a provider. What was it, Jesus, when they were along the shore, and he told them to go and catch the fish, and the next fish that comes, there will be money to pay your taxes? Dear Jesus, help us come again and do that for us. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? That's another area. Now, I didn't put it down here in my notes, but that's another area that he wants to help take care of, is that you are not your source. Amen. Now, you can be. You can have it in your mindset that you can make it all happen. Like the individual that I told you about that's sick and come against God and said, I don't need you. I can do it myself. And you can do it yourself and you can slave away. And God does want us to work and work hard. But yet God wants to be your source and bring increase into your life so that you have more to give to someone else. How many in here would like to give a car away? Raise your hand. Okay, so are you believing God to do that? I'm telling you what, guys. I had an individual that I found out needed a car, and my wife and I gave them a car. And to see the expression on their face as a result of us being obedient and sowing in their life was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's what we have to realize, is that our life is not our own, that we've been bought with a price, and that we're here to help someone else. And God wants us to walk in his blessing so that we can bless somebody else. You want to hear another provisional miracle or story? When I was in Bible school, I had an individual. Well, because you're in Bible school, you don't have a lot of money. And you eat a lot of ramen noodles and hot dogs and stuff like that. And so I had $30 in my pocket. And this is when I'm just learning to trust in God, okay? So I had $30 in my pocket. And the Lord said, I want you to take that $30 and I want you to give that $30 to this individual. And I'm thinking, dear Lord Jesus, that's all the money I have. Okay? Now here's the deal. In my first year of school, the Lord prompted my heart to attend what was called a healing school in the afternoon, which was not mandatory. I lived outside of the school about 5 miles away. Here's just how God made provision for me. I sold a truck right before school. I paid my tuition. I got a place to stay with a couple, and their son had a lawn care business, and I worked for him. He just so happened to be a student at school. I rode to school with him the first half of my year. See how God just making provision for me? He's lightening my path. And so then the second half of the year, I moved closer. I moved right across from the campus. And I think, oh, glory to God, now I can walk somewhere. Because I sold my truck to pay for my tuition. I didn't care about that. Man, I'm going to school. This is what God told me to do. I'm going to school. I'll sell everything so that I can do that. And so I went and I thought, well, I can walk and go work somewhere close by. And the Lord said, no, I don't want you to do that. He said, I want you to go and attend healing school every day. So there was a prayer school and a healing school every single day. And so I had no job for the rest of the next half of the year, from January to May. Okay? Now, this is like a faith journey here. So God's making provision for me. And so I have limited funds, but yet my job that I had previously, I had some retirement, so I was able to pull from that retirement, but it didn't come all the time when I needed it. And so I only had $30 left, and the Lord said, I want you to give it to this individual. I'm thinking, dear Lord Jesus, I'm gonna starve. I gave the $30 to this individual because not only am I going to be willing to give, but I want to hear God's voice. Yeah. And I want to know when he's leading me. So I gave the $30. The next day, $60 shows up in my hand. $60. It happened to me twice. God will provide. Yes. Amen. He will make provision for you. He will supply for you. He will take care of you. Amen? Amen. And so I'm going to close with one last portion of scripture, but I'm not going to read it for the sake of time because I think we're about done. But God wants to protect you. He wants to protect you. And in Psalms 91, and I maybe put it on the screen, but write it down. But if you need protection and you need confidence in your life, that every day that you're going to wake up and God's going to be with you and God's going to protect you, then this is the scripture that you need to take, or this chapter to take and apply it to your life, because there's no need for you to be in fear and worry and stay at home because you feel like somebody's going to blow them all up. Really? My God's bigger than that. And if you go and you listen, there's stories out there of people from 911 that God was ordering their steps and their path was being adjusted for that day, that they didn't show up to that place. God will do the same thing for you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will protect you. He will help you. Every single day. But what he wants out of you is probably more than you want out of him. And he wants you to surrender to him and come to him every single day and take his word and say, Lord, this is your word. This is what I'm standing on today. This is your word that by your stripes I am healed. This is your word that himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. This is your word that with long life you will satisfy me and show me your salvation. This is your word that you said that you would supply all of my need according to your riches and glory. This is your word, Lord, that says that thanks be unto God who gives me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is your word, Lord, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's what your word says, and I thank you for helping me carry out your word. And so the most important thing that you can have in your life is God's word abiding in your heart, because it will bring life to you and health to you and victory to you and peace to you every single day. Amen? Anybody know what we built? Do you have one? You don't? It's yours. But here's the catch. I only built one, so you got to build the other one. No, I'm teasing. You don't know how. Well, all you got to do is just look at it, and then you can just, that's all you got to do is just look at it. Yeah, right. But that's what you have to, you know, just like she just said there. Well, I don't know how. Some of you may say, I don't know how to take God's word and apply it to my life. Number one, you look at it every single day. If you need to, take an index card and write down scriptures that encourage you in the Lord. Amen. Write them down and tape them up over on your mirror, in your car. And read them every single day, because those are the things that bring life to you. Those are the things that will help you. Those are the things, the word of God is the thing that will help you live peaceful, live victorious in this world. Because guess what, guys? The world's not getting any easier. It's not going to get any easier. But God's going to be magnified in these last days. And he wants to use every single one of you to be a light and example for him. And to be that light and an example, it starts with knowing him through his word. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for every single person in this place. And we just thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness in their life. We thank you, Lord, for making provision and supply for them. We thank you, Lord, for setting them free and healing their bodies, giving them life and life more abundantly. And Lord, I just ask that you would just order their steps of this day, I pray, and direct their thoughts and the words that they say, and establish their goings, Lord, that their feet not stray, that they might please you, Father, in all things, always. Give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus, and cause their eyes of their understanding to be enlightened this day. Strengthen them, Lord, by your spirit in their inner man, and cause them to be a blessing in all they say and all they do. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed through the teaching of God's word. This resource is generously supported by More Life Church and listeners like you. We would like to give you the opportunity to partner with us to impact the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. To give or to learn more about More Life Church, visit our website at morelifechurch.com.